Sam, good morning.
Morning, Sean. How's it going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us here. Now, as a symbolic gesture, how do you feel Earth Hour has contributed to the discussion on climate change in the past decade?
So Earth Hour is a really great opportunity once a year for people to stop and take the time to really think about climate change and how it is affecting our everyday lives. So what Earth Hour has that is really unique is really broad appeal. So as you said, it's been going for 10 years now in Australia, and the last stats we have show that 1 in 3 people take part. So through Earth Hour, there is the ability to reach people to talk about the issue of climate change that, you know, no other environment.
Now, looking at the campaign this year, Prime Minister Turnbull, you're obviously taking the campaign right to him and asking if he's planning on switching off this Saturday evening. Why is that?
Well, we know that Australians are really passionate about action on climate change. Even just looking at the participation in Earth Hour, the fact that people have been doing it 10 years in a row now, it's a hugely popular campaign. People are choosing to live more sustainably in their everyday lives. And we've got 5 million Australian households that have got rooftop solar. So we know this is something that people are passionate about and they want something done about. But unfortunately, we're really not seeing the right level of leadership from our government in terms of putting strong climate change policies in place. So this year, we're trying to bring climate change back to the PM's attention. We know that he said some positive things on climate change in the past, but since taking office at the end of last year, he really hasn't done anything different to his predecessors. So we're really hoping that we're going to get Malcolm Turnbull thinking about climate change again, and hopefully he'll switch off to Earth Hour on Saturday night and then really do something to switch Australia on to clean, renewable energy.
Well, obviously the topic of wealth comes up quite often around our current PM, Malcolm Turnbull. He's a pretty rich man. He's not doing too poorly for a dollar. Does this issue of, does this idea of affluence come around a lot when we consider our replies to climate change? This idea of, you know, we obviously live in a Western nation, we don't see the effects of climate change hurt us too badly. Do we see this idea of, we're a wealthy nation, we'll bear it out and not really worry that much about climate change?
I think it has been difficult for people to really understand how climate change is going to affect me. We are a wealthy country. We're not going to be hit as quickly or as drastically immediately as some people, particularly looking at our Pacific Islander neighbours who, you know, we just had Cyclone Winston in Fiji. The levels and frequency of extreme weather just hitting our regional neighbours is really severe. But what Earth Hour really tries to do is to show people that climate change isn't that much. It's not an abstract thing. It's not happening far away. It is happening right here. This year we're looking at climate change impacts on the places we love in Australia, so whether that is our beaches, our beautiful coral reefs, our snow-capped mountains or our bushland, the impacts of things like coral bleaching, of extreme weather and fire danger, of reduced snowfall, that kind of thing, coastal erosion and rising sea levels, they are all happening right here at home. So it's no longer something far away, something that's not going to affect me. It's happening here and it's going to be impacting the lives of Australians.
Now, anybody who's interested in participating this Saturday, how can they get involved aside from just shutting the lights of the TV off at 8:30?
Yeah, so that shutting the lights off, you know, spending that time doing Earth Hour is really is the action that you take to stimulate the conversation that we want to have. So whether it's getting your mates together, spending time with your family, you know, this year we are looking at places you love, so you can, you know, go down to your local beach, go into the bush, really take some time to appreciate the beautiful landscape that we have here in Australia, or pitch a tent in the backyard if that's more, you know, that's easier for you. But you can host a dinner, you can just have some friends around, you can light some candles, but the main idea is to think and reflect on what's happening. So if you head to earthhour.org.au, there's a whole lot of information out there looking at climate change impacts in Australia and what needs to be done about it. And also on the night of Earth Hour, this Saturday night at 6 p.m. on Channel 1, you can check out the Earth Hour documentary as well, which really does go a lot into exploring how climate change is hitting Australia.
Well, fabulous. Samantha, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time and best of luck with the Earth Hour proceedings this Saturday.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Sean.